The most disgusting thing I've seen in the Ebola in Texas story is not mistakes made by healthcare workers or the delay in the cleanup of the infected man's residence. The most disgusting thing I've witnessed is Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins, a liberal Democrat, playing politics with the issue to the point of possibly endangering the lives of other people. Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins bragged to reporters at a press conference about wearing the same shirt to the press conference he wore while he was just 30 minutes earlier driving the family exposed to the Ebola virus to their new home, Breitbart reported. Jenkins bragged to the reporters that he was wearing the same shirt he wore while he was in the apartment that had been exposed to the Ebola virus and while he was driving the family who had slept for days on the same mattresses as the Ebola patient. Jenkins then very proudly stated he was going home to his wife and 9-year-old daughter, the story read. Afterwards, a citizen of better sense than Judge Jenkins filed a complaint with Texas Child Protective Services and told Breitbart, "I'm doing this because I'm concerned about the child and I'm concerned for the children in her school who might become exposed if this virus were to spread." Compassion is a fine thing, but waving it around to be recognized is not. But far worse is Democrat Jenkins setting an example of carelessness that could, if any detail we know is wrong, or if he just brushed up against something unknowingly, endanger the lives of not only his family, but the public. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me right here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.